kanske det resten är trollanta. Det resten är jättetropis att jag är lömmiste. You've stayed here too long. You've overstayed your welcome. And now it's time to go. Now it's time to go.
Lisa LeBlanc, lovely to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me.
All the way from?
From Canada, yeah, from East Coast Canada to here, to France. It's pretty cool.
What's it like performing here in Europe?
It's been great. We just released a new record, so that's why we're here, and it's fun doing tours over here. We're very lucky to be able to have such great crowds and just, you know, we have a blast, and we drink a lot of red wine, and, you know, things could be worse, you know?
Say you have a blast. You've described your own music as trash folk. That sounds quite self-deprecating. When we listen to your music, you have a great voice, you're a good musician. In what sense do you use the term trash?
The folk trash thing was, I mean, I didn't want to say I was doing folk rock because I felt like everybody was playing folk rock if you're from, you know, like North America. So I was like, that's really boring. How can I spice things up? And I was like, folk trash folk, that kind of works. And I mean, it works with our kind of philosophy, and I feel with a lot of the songs where all the basic stuff is really like rootsy. There's a lot of influences from like the countryside, western, bluegrass, and whatever that comes from, you know, North America. And then we're all fans of, you know, hard rock, classic rock, and we were all metal fans, like the band, you know, they played in metal bands before, so it's just kind of like the root with, you know, the flavor afterwards. We're just big rock fans, you know, so it's fun to mix up the two.
Because you do even a cover version of Motorhead's The Ace of Spades.
Yeah, of course, you know, I figured why not play Ace of Spades on banjo, like, you know, why not?
You know I'm born to lose, and gambling is for fools, but that's the way I like it, baby, I don't want to live forever. And don't forget the Joker.
So you're from this part of Canada, just south of Quebec, which is partly French-speaking.
Yeah, I'm from New Brunswick, which is really on the maritime, like, eastern Canada. Quebec is, like, the officially French province of Canada, so, but New Brunswick is bilingual, so we have about, like, 40% French and 60% English. So we just kind of, you know, work together, and the accent is very different because of that. You know, we're not from the same place. The cultures are very different from Quebec and Acadia. I'm Acadian. So, yeah, it's pretty awesome. I love New Brunswick. It's a really small space. There's not many big cities, and it's really cool. I love it.
What have you taken from the Acadian music tradition?
I feel like there's a lot of, like, the festive part of my music that comes from New Brunswick. There's a lot of traditional Quebecois is kind of like this, its own genre. Acadie has also this kind of traditional, kind of a bit Celtic, a lot of fiddles and accordions and stuff. So there's a lot of that. There's a culture that we call like the kitchen party culture, which would be, you know, just like people would gather around and, you know, on a Saturday night play music together and hang out in the kitchen. That's kind of like an Acadian thing, and there's a lot of music back home, a lot of that, and the culture and the warmness of the people, and that kind of helps the connection with people, you know. That's something that I really like.
So this latest album is called Why You Wanna Leave Runaway Queen, and most of the tracks you sing in English. How has that been received with Quebec right next door? I mean, how do they feel about you singing mainly in English? Because they're quite precious, aren't they, about the French language?
Yeah, and they have every reason to be. You know, the debate's very different from here in France than in Quebec. People have, you know, been fighting for their rights to speak French and to, you know, have French. But New Brunswick is quite different because we kind of live with Anglophones. It's very different. We fight for French in a complete other way. And because I'm from New Brunswick, it was okay, you know, because people knew that I was bilingual, and it went better than I thought it would, which is great.
Could you at least wait till I've had my coffee? Till you finally admit that you found somebody? Oh, you never loved me at all.
These songs seem to be quite a lot about breaking up, bittersweet love, but you talking in a very honest way.
And you're kind of a dick when you're drunk, or you owe me $200 and your band kind of sucks.
So is this what the album's about in a way? It's about a young woman, you're 26 years old, speaking her mind?
I think so, yeah. I do speak my mind in songs. I like to be honest in songs, and I feel like that's kind of my way of writing. I speak of things that have happened to me, like from personal experience. I'm not someone who writes with like fictive stuff. It's more, you know, like I lived it, or it's like, or I had a conversation with somebody and it inspired me this song. So yeah. But the like coffee, could you wait till I've had my coffee? It's like what I would have really loved to say, you know, like when you replay what happened and you're like, oh man, this is like my revenge song, you know what? All right, I'll write this.
Can't you at least wait till I've had my coffee?
Tell us about the song City Slickers and Country Boys.
Someone get me out of here. Someone get me out of here before I go crazy.
Was this also born out of an experience you had when you were traveling in the States?
Yep.
You felt out of your comfort zone?
Yeah. The really fun thing about traveling is that you always get into situations, you know, you tell yourself, this is going to be a good story when I come back, right? But at the time, you think you're probably going to die, you know? That's why I talk about the City Slickers and Country Boys, you know, like the country people always know you're from the city, you know, city folk versus, you know, like the... And some places are friendlier than others in the country. And yeah, it's happened to me to land somewhere where I was like, I am not staying here. I am leaving. Or that classic road trip story where your car breaks down and you're really in the middle of nowhere and you're thinking, well, this might be where I'm gonna die.
To say, Lisa, that watching you live, young woman, if I can say this, you've got balls. You shoot from the hip, you sing with an enormous amount of sincerity. It's extremely refreshing. Have you always been like that, free-spirited woman?
I think I've always been like that, and I never really asked any questions. Like, people were like, so are you feminist? Where does this come from? Like, it's bizarre because I never really thought about it. It was just kind of very natural for me to write these songs, like the way sometimes I curse in French, but that's what I do. I'm actually like that. I curse when I talk, you know, like, and I'm from the country, you know, grew up with guys all over, grew up with a lot of older folks too. There wasn't very much younger kids in my very small town of 51 people. The kids were older, so I grew up with a lot of older folks and trying to be an adult very young, and also with boys. So I kind of grew up as a tomboy, and I love being one of the guys. Most of my idols were men, and very charismatic men. And at the time when I started playing music, now I've, you know, like I see a lot of incredible women artists that I really love. But at the time, I wasn't really open to what was going on, and I felt like I missed like a really girl with balls. I couldn't see it. I couldn't find it in my surroundings. And I figured, well, screw it. That's what I'm going to be and whatever. And that's how I, you know, played music and said what I had to say. And that's it.
I ain't perfect, babe, and I'm trying to accept it. I got my own shit to deal with. Oh, I know, I know, I know.
Have you had people saying you're too much of a big mouth, or you're too full on?
Of course, of course. It happened a lot at the beginning. When the first album came out, there's this song called Aujourd'hui ma vie c'est la merde, which is basically today, like today my life is poo. Like my day sucks. Yeah, crap, whatever you want. And a lot of people were very offended by that, because all of a sudden I was this girl who was 21 years old who was singing, like, you know,
using foul language.
Foul language, exactly. And I thought, you know, I kind of just realized afterwards, like, oh, right, people can be offended, and that's fine, like, whatever, you listen to what you want, and whatever, I'm not judging anybody. But yeah, some people were completely offended, and, you know, you can't speak like that, it's horrible, like, music is going downhill, like, this world is over, kind of. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I don't really mind, it's okay, you know.
And in any case, you haven't toned it down.
No, not really, no.
Lisa LeBlanc, thanks very much for talking to us today.
Thanks a lot.
See that for myself.